You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Good afternoon, AppleViz. This is Cruise 1996. And today, I am accompanied by my friend, Thor Armbruster.
Hello, my name is Thor Armbruster, and I've been working at the Texas School for the Blind for about 25 years, and have been doing a radio show on disability rights for about 10 years at KOOP 91.7 FM. And I'm pleased to be the sound engineer on today's episode of
the Apple Support app for iOS. This application came out a few months ago. I was introduced to this application thanks to my friend Justin, which he works for Apple. And so, yeah, guys, today we are going to show you the easiest Apple support app that currently is helpful. It is pretty accessible with VoiceOver. Instead of you all guys having to go to the internet, this app will help you as you please. So, the first thing that you're going to do when you launch the application for the first time, it's going to ask you for your Apple ID and password. And if you don't have that, etc., you should be able to create one. And then, you won't have to search the web as much, because you will have this accessible free application that will allow you not to search the web. If you need support with one of your Apple products, you could simply launch the app. Today, I'm going to show you how to schedule an appointment through this application in case your phone gets damaged. So, let's get started, peeps, shall we? So, if we are in the landing screen, if you sign in, the first item that you're going to listen on with VoiceOver, it is going to be account button. That will appear on top, on the top left corner of your screen.
Your products, heading, get support, account button.
So we are on our left top upper bar of the screen. If we swipe to the right,
get support heading,
we're going to get support heading. And then if we continue swiping to the right,
your products heading,
our products heading, which this will basically bring up a list for all the registered products that you have with your Apple ID profile.
iPhone, this iPhone 6S button.
iPhone, this iPhone 6S.
CCQP X2HGK5, iPod Touch, 6th generation button.
An iPod Touch.
Cruise's iPod Touch, 5th generation button.
My iPod Touch.
Cruise's MacBook Pro, 13 inch, 2012 button.
My MacBook Pro.
iPhone 6S button. Get help with other products button.
Get help with other products. This is if you haven't registered your other product to your Apple ID. So now let's go back to the iPhone 6S.
iPhone, this iPhone 6S, your products. iPhone, this iPhone 6S button.
So we're going to double tap on the screen. Thor actually brought a very good suggestion to me. So I'm going to slow down the speaking rate for those who are new with VoiceOver.
CCQPXQHG characters. Words, audio docking, volume, speaking rate, 70%, 60%, 50%.
We are going to double tap on the iPhone 6S.
iPhone 6S support, back button.
So the first element that we're going to see is iPhone 6S support, back button, which could be located on the left upper hand side of the screen. If we could keep swiping to the right, we're going
iPhone 6S support heading.
Find iPhone 6S support heading.
iPhone,
product details button.
iPhone product details. Basically, here you're going to get your serial number, the IMEI number, and all that stuff. I am not going to go into details on this podcast on how to do that. That will be for another podcast.
iPhone search. Search field.
Search field. So here you get a search field bar with the suggestions of possible topics.
Battery, power, and charging button.
Battery, power, and charging. I'm going to go ahead and choose this one, and then I'm going to go ahead and schedule a call. That way you can all see how it works out.
Topics, back button.
Topics, back button. Once again, that's located in the top left corner of the screen.
Topics, heading.
Topics, heading. If we swipe to the right.
Application or system is unresponsive button.
And here it brings up possible topics. I'm just going to choose one of them.
Unable to battery questions or troubleshooting button.
I'm going to choose battery questions or troubleshooting because I do have some battery questions.
Loading support options.
Loading support options. Okay, so here it's going to give you all your support options that you have available, basically.
Support options heading.
Support options heading.
Cancel button. Maximize battery life.
Maximize battery life. Here it will give you an article on how to do that.
Learn more button.
If you press learn more, it will take you to that article.
Other support options heading.
Other support options. Basically, this will give you some other support options. For example,
talk to us now button.
Talk to us now. Apple support will typically call you within 1 or 2 minutes.
Schedule a call button.
Schedule a call. We could also do that.
View all button.
View all, which basically it's going to give you options.
Schedule
a
call.
So we're going to go ahead and schedule a call.
Schedule a call. Friday, February 3rd, 1:45 p.m. button.
Now this brings some dates and some times. So I'm going to choose
3:30 p.m.
Today at 3:30 p.m. So we're going to double tap on the screen.
Summary. Select date and time. Back button.
Select date and time. Back button. Once again, that's located in the top left corner of the screen. If we swipe to the right.
Summary. Heading.
Summary. Heading.
Schedule a call. Heading.
Schedule a call. Heading.
iPhone. Battery questions or troubleshooting Friday, February 3rd, 2017 at 3:30 p.m.
And here it gives you the date and time.
Tap on number, phone, first, last, email, schedule a call, button.
And now here we have the email address, the name, and the phone number. Now we're going to click schedule a call button.
Schedule loading. Confirmation heading.
Confirmation, it's giving us a confirmation that the code has been, the scheduling call has been made. So now we're going to wait for them, or I'm actually going to wait for them to call me. And once again, AppleVis. So my email address is cruz554590@gmail.com. Once again, that's cruz554590@gmail.com. cruz554590@gmail.com. Have a good evening and see you in our next podcast.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.